Now, your homework in this course is a little different from last time. Last time, we had you read through the Gospel of John to get a biography of Jesus under your belt. It's kind of a one-time thing, right? I want you to read this one book so you get a sense of who Jesus is. Well, this time, I'm looking to get you started on something that will last the rest of your life. Following Jesus is something that I want to last the rest of your life. And in order to do that, you need to hear from him regularly. You need to be reminded constantly of who Jesus is, what he said he would do, why we were expecting him. All that context that you find in the Bible is extremely important to a follower of Jesus. Reading the Bible is essential. So your homework in this course isn't just to do something once and then be done with it. Your homework is to get started on a daily routine of reading the Bible. However you do that, you may already be doing it. If you're already reading the Bible every day, I'm not here to change that and to say, no, you have to follow the following Jesus plan. No, I'm thrilled that you're doing that. If you're not reading the Bible every day, then I want you to start out on this plan that I've given you, or another plan if this one just really repulses you. But this is the Essential 100 plan. Not too long ago, the whole church at St. Paul's was encouraged to do this. I always kind of gloat, this was a following Jesus plan before that. So I'm not copying everybody else, they're copying me. So the Essential 100 plan basically gives you an overview of the whole Bible. It's trying to give you the 100 essential passages that'll help you see the big story, that six-act play, and where it comes from in the Bible. It's 100 days. So this is going to last well beyond this course, and it's going to give you 100 days of regularly reading the Bible every day. They say it takes 21 days to make a habit. So you'll have a good habit going by this time, and you'll be able to carry it on past 100 days with another reading plan. And you'll have a good sense of how much you can read every day, when your time of day is, and things like that, after having done it for 100 days. So you can use this overview sheet to see what your passages are for every day. Start tomorrow, make tomorrow day one, and then you'll be on the same track as everybody else. You can discuss the same questions when you come together. You can also use this discussion guide. It's got the same readings in it, marked out by days, a little bigger text. And you'll also find questions in there that you can consider as you read. So if you're reading something and you say, why on earth would they make me read this? Why is this an essential passage? Why does this fit into the big story? Some of these questions will help you get at that. They'll help you see why you might be reading something in particular. And you can always bring your questions on a Sunday to the Following Jesus course as well, because you'll probably have some. So that's your Essential 100 reading plan. If you want to read online, I've got instructions here that I've kind of written up on how to set up this particular reading plan on a website called YouVersion. YouVersion is a really popular Bible website. It's totally free, and they have apps for just about every mobile device out there. So if you're somebody who wants to read on the subway or on the go, then this is the way to do it. You can grab some of these instructions. I'll leave them back with the other things. So I want you to just get started on reading the Bible. That's your homework this week in FJ, is to start reading the Bible every day. In order to do that best, number one, pray. You could read the Bible as helpful factual history. It could be, like I said, in Christianity 101, you could take this course to be kind of an FYI, interesting historical tidbits, but not really life-changing. Same thing. You can just read the Bible and you can be like, that was interesting literature. I'm glad I'm aware of what the Bible contains. Or you can ask God to actually speak to you through the Bible. And that's how I'm going to encourage you to read the Bible in this course. Don't just crack it open. Start looking for interesting history. Stop. Ask God to speak to you. Say, God, you know, as I read these words, challenge me, encourage me, help me to actually apply them and live them out. Speak to me through these words. I want to know you better, so I want to read what you've written for me to read. So that's the best way to start. Pray. Then, obviously, you need a Bible. There are many, many Bibles out there. What you need is a Bible you can read, and that's going to work for you. So if that means it's something on your phone, because you're always on the go, you never have a big, thick book with you, then use something on your phone. If it means you love paper, you want to be able to highlight things and underline things, well, get a book Bible. The aim here is not to use the coolest old King James leather-bound Bible you can find that's been in your family for 100 years. The aim is to read something that you can actually understand. So you're not struggling, you know, spending all your energy trying to figure out what propitiation means. You should, actually. It's a good word. But it's a King James word. It's very old. Nobody uses it anymore, right? So the idea is that you won't be spending all your time trying to figure out the English language. You'll be spending all your time trying to figure out what God is saying. So you need a Bible you can understand and read. That's why I give you these little books. Very old-fashioned looking, I know. But at the very back, you'll find a table. Explains all the different versions of the Bible that are out there. And just take that home. It's for you. It'll help you understand what the difference is. Because people often ask me, what Bible should I buy? And there are lots of great Bibles out there today. We live in an amazing era where we have more Bibles available to us than ever before. So you can get the most literal Bible possible. This is a Greek Bible. I start with it because it would be obviously the most difficult one to read. You have to learn Greek to understand it. But sometimes people like to see that where this actually comes from. The Bible doesn't appear out of thin air. Bibles are translated from the earliest manuscripts we have of either the Greek New Testament or the Hebrew Old Testament. We go back as far as we can. And that's a misconception that often trips people up. They say, well, how can I really trust the Bible today? Hasn't, you know, my English Bible been translated from, you know, Latin that got translated from Greek that got translated from this? Or, you know, wasn't my Bible translated from the King James Version of the Bible, and that wasn't really accurate? So in the middle of this little booklet, you'll actually find this table that just helps to illustrate that, you know what, that used to happen. Used to be that somebody wrote a really great Latin Bible, and so somebody came along and translated Latin to English. So yeah, there were two steps of translation there, not terribly accurate. But you'll note that the Bibles at the bottom of this graph, the Bibles you're using today, things like the New International Version, things like that, that are recent, the last 50 years, you'll see they have a direct line up to the top, to the Hebrew Old Testament, the Greek New Testament, as far back as we can go. Do we have the original thing that John actually wrote about Jesus? No, we don't have the what they call the autographs. But we have enough copies of the manuscripts that are so close to each other that we trust that it would be really hard for somebody to mess that up. There's so many copies that all attest to the same words, the same things, that we have a good picture of what the autographs look like, the one that the original author actually put pen to paper or whatever it was in those days.
Well, we have a question for you to discuss today, and as usual, we hope that you won't just think about it on your own, but that you'll share your thoughts with some friends, family, colleagues, fellow commuters, somebody else in your life who might benefit from taking this course to help them grow as a Christian. Here's your question for today. Where in your day could you find 10 minutes to read the Bible? Well, have a great discussion, and I'll see you tomorrow. Bye for now.